Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Mac with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, cattle producers are calling for an immediate change to long-standing RNA council members after changes to the Eckers Cattle Show has taken the rural heart out of Queensland's Royal Show. The changes meant that most cattle events were over before the Ecker had opened to the general public, after the RNA announced in April that the prime beef competition will be removed from the Ecker this year and taken to Dalby next year. 50-year exhibitor Rob Cinnamon said that the removal of the event would remove the ability for graziers to network with beef agents, buyers and industry members. He and other producers are calling for a majority of the council members of the RNA to stand down, saying, "Promoting agriculture is a core focus of why the Ecker exists." In national news, a 23-year-old man who was stranded with a broken-down car on the Nullarbor Plains spent 2 days watching cars pass him by 30 kilometres from the closest roadhouse. Caleb Humphreys was only helped after truck driver Chevy Hawkins stopped by his car and offered him access to his Starlink network to ask for help and a lift to the local Madura. Hawkins said he was dismayed to hear that Humphreys had waited so long for help. Humphreys said that he had every spare part he needed except for the two that had broken and had begun to get hungry on the second day after his food had gone bad. And in international news, thousands of anti-government protesters in Serbia have taken to the streets of Novi Sad, smashing windows of the government's governing party's headquarters where anti-government protests started 9 months ago. Protests began after 16 people were killed by a collapsing train station canopy, sparking public anger and outrage over alleged corruption in infrastructure projects. They are calling for President Aleksandar Vučić to call an early election. Vučić told pro-government news show Informa that the protesters were enemies of their own country as he announced a crackdown on the protests, claiming the state will win. And for your weather today, Brisbane will be sunny with light winds. For your Brisbane is mostly sunny today. It's got a chance of fog. There was a chance of fog in the west earlier in the morning with light winds throughout the day. Sunny day indeed for the warm and a glow. It is currently 20 degrees with a maximum of 22 and a minimum of 10. There is a low fire danger today and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. It's also radiothon, did you know? That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back on Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Did you know that only 2% of monthly